So one of the things I want to start with is, because I want to ask you questions from your judicial practice and your experience and advice that you can give us. One of the things I want to ask is, since you were a practicing lawyer for 13 years before you went on the bench, you've seen both sides. Are there some pearls of wisdom you can give us from your days as a practicing lawyer that will help us now that you've seen both sides?
There's only one ingredient to practice law. That's integrity. If a client asks you to do something, if a judge asks you to do something that's not right, don't do it. Because when you do, you're just tearing off part of your license. You're losing your credibility among the other lawyers. Chicken things are fun to do, but they come back and erode your ability. And there are a couple of young people in here. There are no shortcuts. Do it straight, work hard. A little luck, which is an important ingredient, you can get it done. You know, I had a mixed practice. I did trial and office stuff. So I did a little, doing real estate deals and oil deals got really boring, and then you'd go spend 3 or 4 days in court and realize how wonderful they really were.
So after that practice, you decided to go through the state courts. So what is it that, after practicing, running a business, that your mining equipment venture and all, and then practicing law for a while, so what motivates you, what causes you to want to be a state judge?